I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is today's Faith for Today, titled Living in Unity and Purpose. Well, many years ago, we had a home church called New Hope Bishop. Our main mission came from Philippians chapter 2, focusing on the exhortation found in verses 1 through 4. These words call us to a higher standard of unity, love, and shared purpose as members of the body of Christ. The Apostle Paul writes, being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. But that's Philippians 2:2. So let us examine how this teaching applies to us today, both individually and as a church community. Well, Paul in Philippians 2:1 begins by laying out the foundation for unity. If there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy. Here, Paul appeals to our shared experience in Christ. Every believer has received encouragement, love, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. These blessings are not only personal, but communal. They remind us that our life in Christ is deeply interconnected with others. So, encouragement in Christ. Reflect on how Christ's example has lifted you up in times of need. The same encouragement calls us to uplift one another. Comfort from love. God's love binds us together as a family. We must extend this love to all, creating an atmosphere of acceptance and grace. And then participation in the Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit works in and through us to produce unity, helping us to set aside personal agendas for God's purpose. Now we move on to the call to unity out of Philippians 2:2. Paul's command is clear. Complete my joy by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. You see, unity is not optional. It is central to the life of the church. So let's break this down, being of the same mind. This does not mean that we must agree on every detail, but that we adopt a Christ-centered mindset, prioritizing his mission over our preferences. Then maintaining the same love. Love must be impartial and enduring. It is the glue that holds us together in difficult times. United in spirit, this speaks to a deep inner harmony. When the Holy Spirit leads us, our spirit aligns in worship, service, and mission. Okay, now intent on one purpose. Our goal, our shared goal, that is to glorify God and spread the gospel. Everything we do, from worship to outreach, should reflect this. Okay, now moving on to the attitude that sustains unity. This is Philippians 2, 3 through 4. Paul provides practical guidance for living out unity. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Okay, so rejecting selfishness and conceit. Self-centeredness disrupts unity. True humility involves letting go of pride and personal gain for the sake of others. Practicing humility? Well, humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. It is about valuing others and seeking their well-being. Now, looking to the interest of others? Well, this is outward focus, is the mark of Christlikeness. Imagine a church where everyone seeks to serve rather than to be served. Such a community reflects God's kingdom on earth. Okay, and then so finally we come up to the example of Christ, which is Philippians 2, 5 through 11. While our focus was on verses 1 through 4, we cannot ignore what follows. Paul points to Jesus as the ultimate example of humility and unity. Jesus, though equal with God, humbled himself to the point of death on a cross. His sacrifice demonstrates the depth of love and the power of unity in action. So how do we apply this? Well, in our personal lives, we can examine our hearts. Are there any areas where pride or selfish ambition are hindering our relationship? Ask God to cultivate humility and a servant's heart within you. Now in the church, well, how can we as a congregation foster greater unity? Perhaps it's through intentional acts of kindness, shared prayer, or collaborative ministry efforts. In the community, unity in the church is a powerful testimony to the world. Let's strive to be a beacon of love and purpose, drawing others to Christ through our example. All right, let's wrap this up. Let us remember Paul's call to be of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, and intent on one purpose. Unity is both a gift and a responsibility. It requires effort, sacrifice, and a Christ-like attitude, but the results are worth it. A church that glorifies God and transforms lives. May we as a church heed his call and walk together in unity and purpose, reflecting the heart of our Savior to a watching world. Well, I hope you've enjoyed today's Faith for Today. Be blessed, and hopefully you'll tune in again next week.